Father, we thank you for another time before your feet. We thank you for this particular month. And we thank you for what you have been doing in the lives of children. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, lay your hands upon your people. Open our understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. We continue our series. Who am I? Who am I? And for the past 2 weeks, I've been encouraging you to pray. Father, show me the secrets of my life. Father, show me the secrets of my life. Father, show me beneficial secrets about my life. Father, show me who I am. Father, show me to me. Father, show my house to my house. Very deep destiny prayers. We'll read some scriptures very quickly. Jeremiah chapter 1, from verse 4. Jeremiah 1, from verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Meaning that as we are sitting down here, before your father even went to talk to your mother about marriage, God knew about you. So before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. If Jeremiah did not know that he was a prophet, and he began to hear a message like this, and he began to pray, oh Lord, show me who I am. Show me the secrets of my life. The word will come to him one day as he continued to inquire. You are a prophet. You are a prophet. You have been ordained from the womb. The secrets have been made known to him. In Luke chapter 1, from 13 to 17, Luke 1, 13 to 17, this is about John the Baptist. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. That was introduction. Now, what is the destiny plan of this child? He shall be great in the sight of the Lord. He shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Even from his mother's womb. Meaning that a child inside the womb can be filled with the Holy Spirit before that child is born. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. I remember John chapter 1 we read before. When they asked him, "Who art thou?" And he began to answer. I shared this last week. The great apostle Babalola used to train pastors and prophets. They did not have the kind of Bible college we have now. Rather, they had what the Bible calls the school of the prophets, where the master will sit down, the students will sit around him, and he will begin to teach them face to face. They gather like that around him. So the great apostle had a class like that. He had 36 students at that time. He had taught them for 2 weeks or so. Then one day, I think the third week, the people came gathered as usual. "Good morning, Daddy. Good morning, Baba. Good morning." He answered no one. He took his pen and just started writing. Started writing. Not looking up. Not responding to those greeting him. He wrote and wrote. Not talking to the student who sat there looking at him. He wrote for close to 2 hours. After he had finished writing, he looked up and said, "Everybody, listen to me carefully." And began to call their name one by one. "You, Joshua Oke. You are not a pastor. You are not a prophet. You are a policeman. Carry your bag. Get out of here. You, Brother Okinla, you are not a pastor. You are not a prophet. You are a farmer. Carry your bag and go. You." And one by one. One by one. One by one. Out of 36, he read out 33 names that were not pastors and prophets. And he asked them to walk out. Remaining only 3. Look at that percentage. Only 3 out of 36 got their destiny right. They got it right. The other 33 didn't get it right. Maybe they just like the title. Maybe they believe it's an avenue of making money. Like most people are doing pastorate work now because they want money. They protested. Said, "Daddy, no, God told me. God spoke to me." Not a word. They had said what he wanted to say. So it was only those 3 he began to train. And beloved, when he finished with those 3 men, the devil knew that he was in trouble. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power that wants to push you into the wrong journey of life, that wants to dispattern your divine pattern, no matter how far they have traveled with you, I command them to release you now in the name of Jesus. Be released, be released, be released, be released, be released, be released. Let your heaven roar like thunder. Be released, 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 be released. In the name of Jesus. A seven for the man. Many of you don't know, And I came back from England after my PhD. We started the gospel church in Makoko area. It was a rough terrain at that time. That's the first Pentecostal church in that place. Before them, no Pentecostal church could stay. Was headquarters of all kind of purple white garment places. It was there this thing happened that I'm going to tell you. This lady, very brilliant, A class, but occasionally just becomes insane. They have to take her to the hospital, give her drugs, takes her 2 months or so to recover herself again. And this was going in and out, in and out. I gave her the prayer point. Oh Lord, show me the secrets of my life. She prayed. She now came to tell me something. Say, sir, when I prayed, so a man stood before me and said, I'm going to give you 4 choices. Tell me which one you are going to pick now. The man said, cow, goat, dog, leaf. Which one do you pick? She said, leave. And the vision cleared. But by the time she told me, I understood it. Leave. On the tree. This is how the wind will be blowing it. Think about like this. So really, inside, the enemy had converted her destiny to that of a leaf. But what she inherited to start with, they were not good as well. Cow, goat, dog, leaf. Can you raise up your right hand and shout this loud and clear? This is not the kind of prayer where you are feeling sorry for anybody. Or you want to negotiate. No, no negotiation. To reinvent my destiny. Can you shout it loud? For evil, death, in the name of Jesus. Something is happening already. That's why Jesus brought you here. You must not go home the same. Makapola kaya bo shende ribo koso pola ba ribo koso tenda bo kaya bo shente. In Jesus' name we pray. I just heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. Say, son, ask my people to increase their velocity. Say, increase your velocity, meaning you are getting somewhere. Can you open your mouth and pray the prayer again? Power! I signed to reinvent my life for evil. Death! In the name of Jesus. Don't keep quiet. Masika tende ke yabo shende raba santa. Riba kapo bakatende ke yabo shente. Continue. Louder. Continue, 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 continue. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat. Have your seat. One more thing, actually, before we pray again. A woman in this church brought a daughter for prayers. Strange case. Strange situation. I have a diary at home. I call it unusual cases. If I bring that book here and I begin to read, you will conclude that no, these are superstitions. I cannot have. So that's what we see day to day. She brought her daughter to me. This lady had the firstborn, a girl. No problem. Stressless pregnancy. Good time. Safe delivery. Then she took it again. This time, a boy. Immediately they got to the maternity ward and she was trying to deliver the baby. They said, push, push. Immediately the head of the boy came out of that womb. And unseen force entered into that room. Cut off the head. The head of the baby was rolling on the floor. The doctor fled. It was strange. It was strange. So they told her not to come to their clinic again. She cried and cried and cried. She forgot about that one. She got pregnant again. A girl. No problem. Stress free. Everything went well. Girl is alive and doing well. She took it again. This one, this time it was a boy. Exactly the same thing that happened to that first boy. Happened in the clinic. Head cut off by an unseen power that rushed into the room like a wind. That's why the mother brought her. Mother comes to MFM. Lady does not come to MFM. I said, okay. You have to work hard. We need, first of all, to understand why. Understand why. This same prayer. Lord, show me the secrets of my life. Show me. Show me who I am. She started praying. Then all of a sudden, one day in the dream, she came across a tall man dressed in dark regalia. And I said, listen, there is no negotiation. You have to pick one. Either male or female. You can't have both. It's either one or the other. So, do you want male? Then you will have to kill all the female you have now. Then you start having males. She woke up. What a deep secret. What kind of wickedness is this? Can you raise up your right hand again? You know, you are not here to negotiate this one. You are not here to joke. Pass! Assigned to force me to accept evil. Can you shout this loud? You are alone! Dead! In the name of Jesus! Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat. Please. God knew Jeremiah when he was his mother's belly. God sanctioned him and ordained him to be a prophet. Like I said last week, if by any abortion Jeremiah was killed, it would not have been Jeremiah alone that was killed. Destinies have been killed. Jeremiah's mother may not have known the kind of person that was aborted, but God will know, and heaven will be unhappy. His mother may not have known that he's a potentially mighty prophet of God, but he was in God's agenda, and God will have felt the loss. So all of us here, God knew us before we were formed. He has a plan for every life. The plan could be fulfilled or aborted depending on you and other factors. Everybody is unique in his plan. So should you feel so frustrated and you take your own life, you will have killed the future prophet you are supposed to be. Should you feel so defeated today as to destroy yourself, you will have destroyed the prophet programmed to manifest tomorrow. Then it will not be only just you that died, or one man or woman just died. No. A whole divine mission is killed. A whole lifetime project will have been aborted. And the Almighty God seriously disappointed. Should the enemy move into a life very early and destroy that life? Should the forces of wickedness divert and abort that divine schedule? It will not be just one life that was wasted. No. A mission is dead. A vision is dead. A program is dead. And by conclusion, all the destinies attached are dead. God does not embark on useless enterprise. Satan and his cohorts can collude together to want to pollute God's intention. But it's your duty to assure that what God wants you to do, you do it. God has a purpose for every life that he has allowed to come into this world. The purpose may be delayed like that of Abraham. It may be under threat like Nehemiah's project to build the wall of Jerusalem. But there is still a purpose which cannot be killed unless you allow it. Meaning, nobody can kill your destiny without your permission. This is a very serious matter, and I want you to understand this. That is a prayer God taught me that I've been praying for years, and with all the violence you can gather, I want you to pray that prayer. You see that I call it often and often and often. Can you raise up your right hand to the heavens? Pause!
rubbish my destiny. You are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Open that mouth. Open that mouth.
In Jesus' name we pray. Silence, all eyes closed. That woman over there, the powers that have colluded together, that you will never have a child. As I count seven from here, they will be forced to release you. And whatever their materials are hiding in your body, the materials will receive fire of the God of Elijah and burn to ashes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Thank you, Jesus. Have your seat, brother. John the Baptist. He had a name and a ministry even before he was born. His blueprint was made available before they even conceived him. It shows you how God plans our lives. That's why the question of to what purpose you have been born must be answered as early as possible in your life. You need to shout to the Lord, show me my divine blueprint. His name, his ministry, his activities were already planned out even before it was conceived. The big question is, do you know your womb? What is it that has been written in the records of heaven concerning you before you were even born? Is that not why you find that things are not working the way they should work? Is that not why you're finding difficulty in things you are doing? Because those things, they're not supposed to be what you should do anyway. Why are you sitting for another man's examination when you don't even know the questions? John the Baptist had a ministry to God and to men. It was to prepare the way of the Lord. The parents had a role to play for John the Baptist to fulfill his ministry. There were things John the Baptist was not to do in his life. Those things were not consistent with the greatness to which he was called. Number one, or for example, he was not supposed to drink wine or strong drink. You don't mix wine and alcohol with the Holy Spirit. This is a serious matter. Meaning that if the plan of God for your life has written, this woman is coming to the world, she'll be great, you do wonders, but she must never put a fake ear on her head. She must never put any incision on her body that has been written down. But you did not know. So your funny parents, or ignorant parents, they bought you your first wig. Then they were putting incisions on your head. Although you are in the pattern of greatness God has put you, but the rule that is consistent with that greatness has been broken, either consciously, unconsciously, or ignorantly. This is why we need prayers. That's why the only thing some people need is mercy of God and prayers. Because they have been distorted so much from the pattern that they came with. They were already born into a deficit to start with. Can you raise up your right hand again? Shout this word. It's a powerful word. Shout it at the top of your voice. Power of restoration. Overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus. You can't keep quiet in this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Samson learned that lesson bitterly. Now imagine how many would have been disappointed at John the Baptist or his mother failed in their part of the deal. If John the Baptist had killed himself or drank wine, do you see how many would have perished? Do you now realize how many people perish because the man of God or the woman of God sent to them did not reach them? Beloved, mind what you do to yourself. Don't let modern gospel deceive you. Those things that were sent, don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. Some people say they're too strict. You might be about to kill a Jeremiah before he manifests in your life. Then it will not be a Jeremiah that was killed. A whole plan of God will have been devastated. A whole gift of God to mankind will have been destroyed in transit. Many destinies are in transition period. And the owners must be careful what they do. Must be careful what they do. God gave a man a plan. You are coming to the world. But for you to succeed, you can only marry one wife. You can only marry one wife. And you cannot sleep with any woman until you marry her. That was the plan consistent with the greatness of the man. The devil knew that plan. So, from the university, he became the handsome man, just buying girlfriends all over the place. And was boasting that guests were following him. Not knowing that practically was just killing his greatness. Killing his greatness. Killing his greatness. darkening his greatness. This is a serious matter. And I want you to understand. A lot of young men have destroyed themselves technically. Close to 20 years ago, I was in the University of Ibadan for a student's crusade. As the crusade was going to end that day, there was a word of knowledge. And there are three ladies here. You have been sent to this campus to destroy. You need to come out now so that I can pray with you. If not, 7 days after this crusade, all three of you will die. The place was as silent as grave. I counted till 7. Come on. No one came out. We closed the service and left. That was on Sunday evening. By Monday morning, when I got here, three ladies of the university were waiting for me here. They said they wanted to see me. You were in the campus yesterday. You were in the campus yesterday. They came in. I said, yes. I said, excuse me, sir, do you remember the word of knowledge? I don't remember those things mostly. Then I told me, I said, yes. So where are the ladies? So, but why didn't you come out the time I was announcing that you should come out? I said, we were scared, we were ashamed. And we're afraid they may lynch us. If we come out like that. So, okay, what do you want to do now? So, we want to repent, we want to go for deliverance. I said, that's fine. I said, but sir, we need to hand this small pot over to you. And he put, one of them put their hand in a bag and brought out this black small pot. There's bad black liquid inside. I said, what's it? He said, that's the semen of the men who have been collecting in the campus. So anybody whose sperm is here, I'm going to use the exact words. Is finished. So, if you have slept with any of them, and you went to UI, maybe that's why things are finished. It is only prayer of restoration that can help such people. Many destinies are in transition. The owners must be careful what they do. A little mistake and the internal Jeremiah is dead. There is something only you can do in this life that nobody else can do it. There is a problem only you can solve. No one else can solve it. There's an assignment which God has set aside for you. Everything God created was created to solve a problem. When God created light, it was to solve the problem of darkness. When God created waters, it was to solve the problem of hunger and thirst. There is an appointed place for you in life. There are two ladies in the Bible. One was called Leah. And one was called Rachel. Rachel was extremely beautiful. Leah was ugly and not regarded. They looked down on Leah. They called her names. Both of them were wives to Jacob. But like Leah,
regarded. But out of that layer, that woman that they didn't respect, I was ugly. Out of her came the 10 pillars of Israel. 10 pillars of Israel. Supposing Leah had killed herself out of frustration. Or she allowed the enemy to kill her. Or she just gave up because of the way people were reacting to her, the way people were looking at her, the way they were calling her ugly woman. So if, what if we gave up? 10 pillars of Israel will have gone. I have to stop here today. We'll continue next time. Rise to your feet now. And all eyes closed. In case you are here this morning, you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now by saying what I'm going to say after me. And raise up your right hand and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you said a short prayer with me, the ushers and the counselors will meet with you and give you more information. All eyes closed. Obviously, you can see that we have serious work to do. Obviously, you can see that the prayer of, oh Lord, show me who I am, has to continue. Until you begin to see things, don't stop. Oh Lord, show me who I am. Don't stop until God begins to show you things. If God shows you things that you don't understand, you can write us a letter. Or see the minister to explain to you what you are seeing. The prayers of this morning, they are not gentlemen's prayer at all. The way you are going to know whether you are really praying this morning is when you are sweating with the prayers. It's a Gethsemane kind of prayer. Can you close your eyes now and shout this loud and clear? Covenant! Behind the battles fighting me. By the blood of Jesus. Can I hear the sister shouting it? I wish the sisters can do better than that. Brothers, can I hear you roaring like thunder? Yes. I want you to put a military force on that break. Can I hear you shouting it again? Covenant! Open your mouth and begin to pray. Makatesetia Ribosoponde Kayabo Shentera Basa. Break! 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Some people are going to hear sound. A sound of a breaking pattern. padlock in their ears. Now, the padlock is broken. Now, this one is one of the sweating prayers. Let your hand pray. Let your leg pray. Let your body pray. Wicked problems are assigned to waste my days. Backfire in the name of Jesus. Yes. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. You association of masquerades. I know you are in the foundation of this person. Or you have been troubling this person by wearing a mask, a masquerade mask on the face, therefore preventing this person from being blessed. You, the masquerading foundation, and the spirit attached to you, get out of that, brother. Get out of that, sister. Get out of that, brother. Get out of that, sister. Get out of that, brother. Get out of that, sister. Get out of that, brother. Get out of that, sister. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Plenty of prayers to pray. Within the few minutes we got. But if you are not going to pray aggressively, it's better not to pray them at all. From what I've told you this morning, you can see that life is deep. And you can see why there is so much confusion in our world. Somebody who is not meant to be a politician has decided to be a politician. Somebody who is not meant to be a pastor has decided to become a pastor. Somebody is not meant to be drinking alcohol, is drinking alcohol. Somebody whose destiny program is against marrying multiple wives, has plenty of wives already. Somebody who is not supposed to practice sorcery, divination, charms, fetish thing, is doing it. Thereby contesting with their own destinies. Fighting their own destinies. Can you shout this with boiling faith in your heart? Please cry to the Lord from your heart. Oh God! If I am the one fighting my destiny, deliver me now in the name of Jesus. If I'm the one waging war against my destiny, oh Lord, deliver me now.
Deliver me now. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Makapoli kasea. Ribosoponde kaya boshenta. Makatenda. Open the mouth, open the mouth, open the mouth. That's why you are here. In Jesus' name we pray. Battles assigned to damage my happiness. Hey, nobody has to pray this prayer with violence. Can I hear you shouting it? You are alive! In the name of Jesus. Ma pota seteli kayabo. Baribo kosoponde kayabo shenteraba. Open your mouth, open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, I want to beg you. The next prayer is 3 hot times. Let each one be more aggressive than the previous one. Defile of my life in the graveyard. Catch fire. Can I hear you shouting it? Shout it again. Double your volume. Open your mouth and praise. Makatenda yabo shende rabokosa. Daribo soponde ke yabo shente la kapola baka yabo santa. Daribo soponda. Something is happening. Something is happening over there. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray it again. Open your mouth and pray it again. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray it the last time. Something is happening. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Let your voice roar like thunder as you shout this important destiny prayer too. Say, shadow of death. Assigned against my star. Can I hear you shouting that? Expire! In the name of Jesus. Continue, continue, continue. Continue. Mapokasa, Bakapolaka, Ribokopodekete, Riboko, thou power of God, in the name of Jesus, move, 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 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh God, if I have missed my way, correct me now. In the name of Jesus. Receive divine correction in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the final prayer to pray here this morning. Say, troubles that walk by day and night. Can you say that? I am not your candidate. Death! In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, as many of your children have prayed here this morning, let them receive uncommon testimonies. Open the eyes. Open the ears. Let them experience the touch of Jehovah. In the name of Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. This month you shall prosper. You shall have good news. No weapon formed against your destiny shall prosper. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship. In the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are for us. All days of our life shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Seven glorious hallelujah. Let's go. Amen.